It's just enough. Sports.
The ESPYs were last night. John Cena was the host, and here he is, started joking about Cleveland, who, of course, won the NBA championship this year.
Cleveland finally ended their 52-year championship drought. How about that, right? Next on Cleveland's to-do list, fix everything else. The Cavs parade had 1.3 million people show up. Take a look at that. 1.3 million people in Cleveland and somehow not one good quarterback.
That's a Johnny Manziel joke. LeBron wound up winning Best Male Athlete Award, and here was his speech.
Cleveland! This is for you!
See, we had always envisioned that as that he was taking out his fury on Cleveland, but now he's defending Cleveland's honor at the ESPYs and taking out the crowd at the ESPYs and John Cena.
Man, John Cena's funny here.
Lindsay loves that explanation. Yes, he does. All right, here's John Cena joking about Peyton, Kobe, and more.
Peyton Manning and Kobe Bryant, they retired this year. Let's give it up for two of the all-time greats. Now, Peyton and Kobe's final games had a couple things in common. They were both unforgettable and almost no passing. Kobe, my man. What a career. Yeah, yes. I'm excited, too. I want to run right down there and give you a high five. I just really feel like you'd missed the first dozen attempts. He's going to be fine. You're going to be all right. And so will Kobe's Lakers. Hey, they got Luke Walton, right? He is now their new head coach and their best player.
Now, speaking of Kobe, he joked about retiring after this particular season. I thought he was very self-deprecating.
It's amazing to be standing here alongside Abby and Peyton. And, Abby decided to retire after a compelling World Cup victory.
Abby Wambach,
yeah.
And, Peyton hung up his cleats after yet another Super Bowl win. And so for me, I tend to do things a little differently. So I felt an impressive 17 for 65 season would be a bold statement to wrap up my 20-year career.
A better delivery than Cena had in all of his jokes.
I know. Good job, Kobe.
And in other sports news, we have a Pokemon trainer who's on the Jazz. Yes.
Wait. What?
Rudy Gobert.
Uh-huh.
He's going to be playing with France in the Olympics this year, but he's still a member of the Jazz, of course. Yeah.
Player.
Is it because Go is in his name?
Yes, Rudy Pokemon Gobert has said on Twitter that he was coming out of retirement as a Pokemon trainer, which means he was into it before, saying it was time to regain his throne and catch them all.
Is this a joke?
No, basically, he's into it. He plays.
Okay. Yeah.
And has.
That's all being a Pokemon trainer is everyone who's playing the game is technically a trainer.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because you train your Pokemon to get them stronger.
What were you envisioning here, Lindsay?
I don't want to tell you.
Nope. Now you have to tell us.
I was thinking maybe that he trained people how to play Pokemon Go. Like, that was a real thing.
Oh. You know what? There's got to be a market for that. Someone teaching other people how to
play Pokemon
play the game.
Go. Yeah.
Yeah. Check Craigslist. Maybe there's an ad like that.
Okay, I'll check it.
But in general, your thought was?
Terrible.